Tuesday, November 7th, 2006, Los Angeles Kings versus the Colorado Avalanche. Regular season game, number 15.
Volsky, quick passing for Svatos again. Wonderful shot block. Follow-up score! To the roof! One of the youngsters cashing in. Point. U.S. Olympian finding Milan Hejdu. Through the crease. Score! Joe Sakic!
Marty Turco in the Dallas net right now.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to this 26th installment of the Avs Cast. Today, we took on the 4-9-3 Los Angeles Kings, who were before this game in the number 4 position in the Pacific Division with 11 points and now have 13 points and, no big deal, are still in 4th place by only 7 points to the San Jose Sharks. The Kings 6-5 win over the Avs today was their first road win in their last 5 games. This season is 1/5 to 1/4 of the way done, depending on the team, so the standings you see now are a pretty good precursor of the rest of the season to come. When we return, we will have the first period under review.
This one's going out.
The first period was going downhill for the Avs, being outshot 10-1 by the Kings in the first 10 minutes. Also in the first 10 minutes, the Kings had already scored a goal. It was a 5-on-3 the goal, a 5-on-3 goal, nonetheless a goal that gave the Kings a 1-0 lead.
The Kings on this 5-on-3, but Pop hit the shot, save, rebound, and score. It was the rebound that was poured in by Craig Conroy, and the Kings have scored a 5-on-3 power play goal to take the early lead.
It was with 4 minutes left in the period that the Avs came on. For the first time in the period, they acted like they actually had a pulse, and they scored. On an unsportsmanlike conduct penalty on Avery from the Los Angeles Kings, he gave the Avs life when Svatos scored at 3:30 in the first. 25 seconds after that goal, what do you know? The Avs had taken control of the game with a goal from Wolski. The period ended with a score of 2-1, the Avs on top. When we return, we will have the second period under review.
What you say now? Now the things you've been through make it seem like nothing could ever really last forever, but if you try, girl, we can do some things. She gave me headphones, said, have you heard this sound? I think I've heard this one is totally underground.
The second period was very disappointing. Of course, this all stemmed off of the 4 goals that the Kings got, but there were some other factors. Just under 2.5 minutes in, Visnovsky, sounds Russian, so I don't know how to pronounce it, scored to tie the game at 2. I accidentally unplugged my hard drive just before the goal. The hard drive that the games record to, I had the hard drive the games don't record to plugged in and working fine. And right when I plugged it in, I saw that the Los Angeles Kings had scored, so I'm sorry I don't have this recording. But it was only 6 minutes before there was another goal, and of course, Los Angeles scored, making the game 3-2, getting their second lead of the game.
Gets in. Kopitar gets the pass. Shot, score. Kopitar with his second point of the game. That's his 5th goal of the season. And after he couldn't make the pass ahead to Brown, who came out of the penalty box, he then ends up kind of being the trailer on the play. And boy, he's got a good shot as he beats Theodore.
I was thinking it was finally over. Nope. 1 minute later, LA scored again.
The throw off. Nice pass. Shot. Score. It is Sean Avery who puts the Kings ahead 3-2, but another terrific passing play that we've seen in this game.
That was a 2-on-2. The throw-off.
With only 2 minutes left, Kopitar, the rookie leading the NHL in points, scored to make it 5-2.
Camilleri down low. Oh, low shot and score! Oh, was he wide open in the crease! Scott Thornton just
just sat there in the crease, got the pass, had the time to turn, shoot, and score, and it's a 4-2.
The Kings' scoring binge was finally over, but the effects had already happened. We were down by three. When we return, we will have the slightly more productive third period. As I said, the third period was productive for the Avs. For the second time in the game, they got two or more times the goals the Kings had during that period. It all started just a few minutes into the period when Brett McLean had an amazing, and I mean amazing, goal, which LaPerriere dribbled, passed up to McLean, who dribbled it, but then he scored a nice goal that went right.
Shot, scored! And the Avalanche have made it a 5-3 game with a goal in the first 90 seconds of play. That's a big one for the Avs. They get one early, and Colorado is now within two.
Sakic made it a one-goal game when he scored a wrist shot deep in the right side of the Los Angeles zone that went right through the five hole.
Sakic shot, score! Joe Sakic with a shot that goes in. It's a power play goal for the Avs. Sakic, seventh of the year, fourth power play goal, and the Avs are now within
7 minutes into the period. Avery repented for his first period penalty that got the Avs started by scoring his second goal of the game.
Play, shot, blocker, save, rebound, score! Sean Avery with his second goal of the game. That is a power play goal for the Kings, so they answer the
power play. The Avs were starting to get better, especially after the timeout Coach Quinville called. Just something I find a little interesting. Coach Quinville always calls these timeouts at the right time, and the Avs managed to usually get a goal or two right after them. This time, it was no different. With only 2 minutes left on the power play, Tyler Arneson scored on a semi-breakaway.
Brought in by LaPerriere. Nice pass. Arneson shot. Score! What a pass from LaPerriere! And an even better shot by Arneson. Top corner, glove side. And Arneson has his fifth of the year. That is another great pass.
This fired my hope up that the Avs would win, or at least get an overtime loss to get 1 point. But it didn't happen. The Avs fell to the Kings by a score of 6-5. The Kings are now 5-9-3. The Avs left the contest with a record of 7-6-2, and they stay in third place with 16 points in the Northwest Division to the Canucks, who have 17, and Minnesota, who has 20. When we return, we will have the normal housekeeping with a little bit of new information.
Just listen to it, listen to it.
The AvsCast widget version 1.1 did go live around 11 o'clock on Friday, so if you've been to the site since then, you will have noticed screenshots of the widget in action on the site. It is only available for download on the AvsCast site right now. It has been submitted to Apple for review, but they have not put it on their site yet. Keep in mind that this is just temporary, and we'll have a much better one made by our friends at 7Skate out in a few weeks. They are offering 5 to 10% off, depending on the order size. Off any order, just mention the AvsCast. Please visit our forums, which can be found by checking out the podcast description. Also, a nice little thing the NHL has done, assuming you have broadband internet, well, I guess you don't need it, but you'll have a much better experience if you do, is NHL on Google Video. It doesn't cost anything as of now, but I expect that it will cost something in the near future. This new feature, well, I don't know how new it is, but I just figured out a few minutes ago when I was listening to the best NHL podcast on the net, the PuckPad podcast, which, if you are looking at this, if you are listening to this podcast on iTunes, just click the link that you'll see in your album artwork, and it will take you to their site. Oh yeah, I almost forgot to mention the site. If you haven't already noticed that it was in the album artwork, then no need to go back. Just go to video.google.com/nhl.html. Now, if you didn't get that, you can just go back and there will be a link in the album artwork, but it's not a very bad HTML or bad URL to remember. This hopefully finishes just about cleansing us of any copyright infractions. If you noticed on our site, we did take the Avs logo off of our Avscast logo, just because now that we're NHL accredited, we're going to start to hopefully be getting a little bit more audience, and once you get up there, you can't be infringing on copyright. So now that this is public domain and they actually suggest that you download it and submit your own content made using those videos to them, I feel that now we are definitely in the fully legal realm. So that's good. And lastly, but for sure not least, as I just mentioned, we are now NHL accredited, so hopefully we can go to a few games this year and do a semi-live podcast. That's about it for today, and until next week, have a great time.